Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you one year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene. Damn. Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now. Rarity. That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein. Yeah. I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Damn. Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Damn. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again. God, so tear your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, we should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, known today as Brother Will. And today, as always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah, and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about the real self. But we want to come at it from a different perspective. We want to look at it from a psychoanalytical perspective. Do you have the courage to be you? Do you have the courage? Do you have what it takes to be authentic? Do you have what it takes to be true? Do you have what it takes to override the bully and live your life free from the pseudo psycho self known as the ego? My brothers and my sisters, one of the most profound things that I've learned during these last few months is that I've lived my life in reverse, meaning that I live the life based upon what other people wanted instead of what I wanted. Because I didn't know what I wanted. Since I didn't know my true self, I lived the life trying to please others. So all my life, I've been trying to please others at the expense of pleasing myself. Since I didn't know myself, since I had no true self-identity, since I have no true self-worth, no true self-value, no true self-understanding, I promoted the false self, the false flesh, the ego, or the flesh. So we're looking at today's study because today's study is about, do you have the courage to be you? But in order to be you, you have to understand that the anti-you, remember the word anti does not mean against. In the original text, the word anti means in place of. So the anti-Christ or the anti-you is not against you. Let me say that again. So the flesh doesn't war against the spirit. The flesh is trying to replace the spirit. So when you see the word antichrist, when you see the word anti-gene, when you see the word antigen, anytime you see the word anti, remember the word anti does not mean against. The word anti means in place of. Let me say that one more time. Do you have the courage to replace the false you with the real you and be authentic? Do you have the courage? Can you do it, brother? Can you do it, sister? Can you live your life authentic? Can you be transparent? Can you be truthful and honest? See, the problem with being truthful and honest is this thing called abandonment depression. See, this abandonment disorder is when you abandon the false self, you feel depressed. Now, I'm not talking about something I read of a book. You can go to a good psycho book and they'll give you a bunch of psycho babble. But let me make sure that you understand what happened to me. See, every time I move forward in my life to be authentic, I feel like I'm abandoning my false self. And since I want to care for everybody else, I go and I care for the false me, and the false me is anti-me. It's against me. So the real me is loving. The real me is kind. The real me is compassionate. The real me is for the underdog. The real me seeks to understand others before I seek to be understood. That's the real me. But then there is this other egotistical, arrogant prick who comes up and shows up on the scene whenever the real me doesn't show up. So the false self fools many people into believing that the false self is the real self. So I live my entire past relationship with the false self as the real self. Are you doing the same thing? Are you living your life in a manner where the real you is hidden and what you are projecting is what you think people want? And so you come across as this outgoing, you come across as very spontaneous, you come across as the life of the party, but deep inside you, there's a scared little chicken. That's the real you. Now you see, but according to modern psychology, we can look at the true self and the false self. That was a great book by a gentleman by the name of Wincott, if I remember correctly. And Wincott talks about the true self is rooted and founded in early infancy. So by the time that you're 6 years old, the true self is solidified. And every experience that you have in life from that point on identifies with that, with the early infancy person. And so you are basically living your life with a sense of reality, with a sense of being valuable, a sense of worth. You know that a baby is spontaneous. It automatically responds to nonverbal gestures. It instinctively senses caring and loving from the mother. It knows when the mother is nurturing. A baby can look at your facial expressions and gather, without you saying a word, what you mean. That's the true self. You see, according to Wincott and modern psychology, when we look at the true self, now remember the scripture says that the spirit was against the flesh and the flesh was against the spirit. The two are contrary to one another. And so when we look at this from a spiritual perspective, what we're looking at is the false self is other people's expectations projected onto you. So other people's expectations become the overriding importance. The other people's expectations become the overlining personality. Other people's expectations becomes a contradicting personality, and it replaces the original sense or the original spirit or the original self. So you live your entire life based upon other people's expectations. Usually that's other people or your parents, a caregiver, your environment. So the false you is picked up early in life because it is designed to live up to other people's expectations. O-P-E. Other people's expectations. The false you, brothers, do you have the courage to live your life based upon what you believe instead of other people's expectations? See, the danger of living through or for other people's expectations is other people's expectations of you change. Therefore, your personality changes. Therefore, you have multiple personality disorder. Every time somebody's expectations change, you change. You talking about living a life of chaos and confusion? Try to live your life based upon pleasing other people's expectations. That is what is called the false you. That is what is called the flesh. That is what is called the ego. See, brothers and sisters, there's a great danger when you don't have a baseline, if you don't have a pathological base, if you don't have what most psychoanalysts talk about, if you don't have a concept by which your personality has a place to return to, hopefully built and rooted upon the Word of God, then you become what is called a narcissist, and you parade around with this superficial outward appearance that is really concealing a subtle hidden structure or struggle inside of you. So there is a identifying or an identity, there is an identity problem inside of the self. So the false you is anti or against the real you. So the false you is trying to override the real you. It is the nature and the characteristics and the job of the false you to save us from knowing the real you. Let me say that again. It is the job of the flesh to prevent you from walking in the spirit. That's its job. Let me say that again. It is the job of the flesh to prevent you from walking in the spirit. Let me say that one more time. It is the job. So don't be confused. Don't be caught off guard when your ego prevents you from being authentic. Men, we got ego problems. So, you know, men, we walk around, we get around other men. The first one thing that we do is, you know, we have a pecking contest to see who has the longest pecker. And we do that by saying, hey, what do you do, homie? Oh, well, you know what? I'm CEO of Blankety Blank. Oh, okay. He goes to the top of the line. Hey, well, what do you do, man? Oh, well, you know, I'm a janitor over at the health club. Okay, he goes to the back of the line. Hey, well, what do you do? I'm an employer. You don't even get in the line. So, men, we establish our worth and our value based upon what we do, not who we are. And so we never identify with who we are, and more importantly, we never identify with whose, W-H-O-S-E, whose you are, brother. Whose you are, sister, is more important than who you are. Who do you belong to? And if you don't understand like I didn't, you live your whole life trying to please other people's expectations. That is a terrible way to live your life. Because you never get down to the root of understanding whose you are and who you are. And so this is what I felt. This is what I was trying to remove. And what happened was something filled me with a feeling of abandonment depression. Now, abandonment depression simply means when you start to become authentic, you are abandoning everything you know. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Because there's somebody listening to the show right now, you are feeling this abandonment depression. I was talking to my son this morning, and I was calling him. I was telling him, son, I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the man that you are. And he was like, Dad, I don't know. I've lost my way. I can't find my way, Dad. All my friends are doing this and doing that. And I told my son, son, I'm going to do for you what my dad didn't do for me. You don't have to become a man. You are a man. See, my father to this day has never told me that. I've been searching, trying to be a man, trying to live up to my father's expectations, and I didn't know what the hell they were. But all my life, I've been looking for a black man to look me in the eye and tell me, you are a good man. And I have not heard those words, so I decided to tell myself that. Had a good friend of mine told me that statement, and it changed my life. He ain't even a black man. A good friend of mine told me, never look down at another man. Never look up at another man. Look him in the eye. Now that statement sounds easy, but coming from a very successful Caucasian gentleman who I was supposed to be counseling, couldn't find out he's counseling me. And he told me that statement a few months back, and that statement still burns. After we hung up on the phone, I cried like a baby. Why? A man, another man has never told me that statement. Another man never told me, look a man in the eye. Why? He ain't no better than you. He damn sure, and you ain't no worse than him. And so, brothers and sisters, the false you will have you walking around either feeling superior or less than. And you're not. You're equal. We're all equal. We're all God's children. We're all made in the image and likeness of our Father. There ain't nobody greater or nobody less than. We all put on our pants one leg at a time every day. If I cut you, you bleed. If I put a bullet in your head, you drop. We all are like that. So what makes one man greater than another man? The color of his skin? No. We have to avoid the fear and the depression that is the result of not being real and authentic with ourselves. But how do we do it? It's one thing to come on this show and these shows. See, the difference between what I do, people ask me all the time, I saw with another friend of mine, he said, Brother Will, man, I like what you're doing, man. I'm with you, but why are you charging, man? Why are you now you got all your shows private and you charging people money to listen to your show? Anybody can gather a bunch of facts and regurgitate them. The reason what you're paying for, brother, you're paying for the application. Anybody can read the Bible. The Bible, you can go online and get it for free. But how do you apply what you read? Yeah, talk to the Reverend Dr. Bishop about that Sunday morning after the service. Ask him, brother, the Bible says love your wife the way Christ loved the church. Anybody can say it. Now, how do you do it? How do you walk it out step by step by step? The Bible says love your neighbor as yourself. That's great. But how do you do it? So I'm telling you today, replace the false you with the real you. But how do you do it? How do you replace the everything that you know? Every thought that comes into your brain is fake. It's false. It was given to you by somebody else. You learn from your environment. Now, when I left a little hick town and I moved to Richmond, I was a shy, skinny kid. I used to get my ass whooped every day. Then one day I picked up a baseball bat, hit a dude in the head, and he dropped like a hot potato. I figured from that day, that's how you win fights. From that day to this, I ain't lost a fight. Because I was a little dude. So every day, I carried what I call the equalizer with me. That made the confrontation equal. He's bigger than me. I need to balance it out. So I carried my equalizer. Hit a lot of dudes in the head. It worked like clockwork. But that's not the real me. But I learned because I was put in an environment that says, people take kindness for weakness. But is that the real me? So this egotistical, arrogant dude has been rolling that way ever since. I never went back to get the real me. So when my mom died, when I was 13 years old, up until a couple of months ago, I've been rolling as this guy. That's not the real me. So now that I want to become the real me, I have this feeling of, man, I'm losing myself. I'm lost. I'm confused. I don't know how to move forward. I have this fear that I'm leaving something behind because the real me is not me. I restructured my entire life to make it safe. So my unconscious thought is this. I'll give up being me. I'm going to give up what I truly want. I'm going to give it up. so that way I can make me happy in exchange for never feeling the pain of being abandoned. That's what I did. I settled. How about you, brother? Did you settle? So I settled for wealth. I settled in the area of health. I settled in the area of wisdom. And I settled in the area of relationship. What about you? Did you settle for safety? Are you looking for, are you safe right now because you don't want to go after what you truly, really want in your heart because you don't feel like you deserve it? Do you have the courage to be the real you? Or are you going to settle for being fake and phony? Are you going to give up what God has for you? Are you, you're not going to even try? You ain't going to even fight? You're not going to even go after it? You're just going to run? You got a decision to make today, brothers. Sisters, we got a decision. Is it the false you or the real you? The false you is going to say, hey, play safe, man. Don't take that risk. Don't stick your neck out there. Give it up, brother. Give it up. Settle. 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 So the false you wants you to stay where you are. So you stay safe, and that way you don't feel the depression of abandoning the false you. Yeah, I did it for a while, but it's not going to work. So I had to abandon my false self. How did I do it? I changed my thinking and my behavior. I restructured my life to make it unsafe. I put myself in an environment that was unsafe and unfamiliar. I'm in an environment right now that is unsafe and unfamiliar. I'm doing things I've never done before in my life. In the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, totally out of my comfort zone. How about you, brother? What have you done today? Are you playing safe? Are you playing small in exchange for not feeling the pain of being abandoned? You see, the false you doesn't want you to move forward because the false you's job, the flesh, the job of the flesh is to save you from knowing Christ. That's his job. Your flesh is designed to keep you from knowing God in you. Do you know that God blew the breath of life in you and you became a living soul in Genesis chapter 2? Do you know that before that happened, you was not a living soul? Do you know that according to Scripture, now, again, this is a little off topic, but it's going to bless somebody's socks off. Somebody needs to truly, 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 truly read what the Bible says about you. Because you don't know who you are. I didn't. The false you is walking around and parading itself as you. But the false you is flesh. The real you is spirit. Let me say that again. The false you is flesh. The real you is spirit. So the spirit wars against the flesh. The Bible says if you walk in the spirit, you cannot, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So how did I overcome my flesh? By changing my thoughts, that changed my emotions, that changed my actions. How did I change my thoughts? Did you guys listen to the show I did yesterday on the image and the mark of the beast? Before you can make a mark, before your pen can take out, can take a writing utensil and make a mark on a piece of paper, there must be a thought in the brain. Let me say that again. Before your hand can write it, your brain must think it. Before your feet can move, your brain must think it. Before your hands and your feet move, your brain must think. The Bible says think on these things. How do you override the false self? Think on these things. Exactly what the Bible says. The Bible is an amazing book. You know, there's 2,500 prophecies in the Bible, 2,000 of which have already come true. To a T. So the Bible is a pretty accurate prophetic book. 2,500 prophecies, 2,000 done, 500 more to go. I think I'm gonna go with that book. So I am going to abandon my false self. How do I do it? Stop playing safe. Now, brothers, sisters, don't do it unless you're for real. If you step outside of the boat, let me tell you what's gonna happen to you. Because you fear. Whatever you fear about, you bring about. Let me understand. If you step out the boat and you say, you know what, I am not going to be false no more. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be authentic. I am not going to be fake and phony. I'm going to be real and transparent. I'm not going to agree with you. You say, hey, brother Will, Hey, man, let's go play a game of basketball today at 5. Okay, yeah, brother. I don't even play basketball. But because I mean, this is the craziest thing. I've been living my whole life more concerned. You know, I'm more concerned about people on Facebook than my own family. So I don't want to lie intentionally, but I do. Why? I know I'm not going to go play no basketball at 5 o'clock in the heat of the day. Now, you play football, count me in. Basketball? Hell no. But I don't want to disappoint you, so I'm going to lie to you in your face. You say, hey, Brother Will, meet me at the court at 5 p.m. Man, I'm going to be there, homie. You standing out there 5, 5.15, 5.30, no Brother Will. Why come I just didn't tell you, man, I don't like basketball. I want to please everybody. I've been living my whole life trying to please everybody. That's fake. That's phony. That's false. That's not authentic. That's the ego. The ego wants to be loved by everybody. What about the real you? See, the real you, you are designed for a specific purpose. You ain't gonna, everybody ain't gonna love you. Only the people that God has called to your circle is gonna understand you and love you. So that gotta be enough. Everybody is not gonna be in your Kool-Aid. That's a note to Brother Will. Let me write that down. Hang on a second. Everybody will not be in my Kool-Aid. Okay, I got it. So let me make sure that you understand what you gotta do moving forward as we conclude today's message. It is the nature, characteristics, and job of the false self to prevent you from knowing the true self. That's his job. The false self job is to keep you from penetrating deeper into the cause that results into the morality. Let me say that again. The false self job is to prevent you from going deeper to find the true self. Why? The true self is the cause of morality. I don't know if you got that. You'll get it a little later. The true self is spirit. God is spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if you are in spirit, you are in fiat, enthusiasm. That means God in you. You ever seen somebody that's real and authentic? Them knuckleheads is like they high on life. It's hard being around authentic people when you're fake. Them knuckleheads are happy all the time. They in the valley, they happy. They on the mountaintop, they happy. They rich, they happy. They poor, they happy. They always happy. Man, why are you so happy? You know why they're happy? Because they are authentic. When they look you in the eye, you ask them a question, they're going to tell you the truth. They ain't going to blow smoke up your butt. Man, I'm trying to get there. Y'all pray for me, man. Y'all pray for me. I'm trying to get there. See, the false self is unhappy. See, the false self keeps you from seeing yourself. See, the false self keeps you from seeing yourself as you truly are. See, the false self is vulnerable, it's afraid, it's terrified, it is unable to let the real self emerge. Why? The false self knows that it must keep you down so that way the real you doesn't shine. See, when you're thrown into a situation that calls for you to be strong, for you to be self-assertive, for you to be real, for you to be truthful, these are the repressed memories from the early separation that happened. Somewhere in your life, you got separated. See, I know exactly when it happened to me. My mom died. I left a little hick town. I went to in this other city, and I was a shy, scared little kid. 13 brothers and sisters, and I was in Richmond by myself. And I get there, and my dad said, Negro, we don't want you here. Only reason you're here, because the state says that if we don't care. First day I get to my dad's house, that's the words come out of his mouth. He would lock the door, and I would have to sleep outside on the porch. So I'm walking around in a strange city, and all the dudes that was in my little circle, they were all 5, 6 years older than me. They said, hey, little Negro, who are you? They used to steal my bike. They used to beat me up. And so that was a separation that took place inside of me that I can remember it like it was yesterday. And so I had to grow. I remember calling my older brother, and I was telling him, he said, man, bro, you got to fight back. You have to stand up for yourself. I can't be there. When they separated us, nobody in our family could take care of all 13 of us, so they separated us. And nobody wanted to take little bad. My aunts and uncles, they said, oh, no, we'll take Glenn. We'll take Brenda. We'll take Linda. We'll take them. But Willie, oh, hell no. We can't take Willie. That fool don't listen. And so I had to go to my biological father's house. And when I got there, my biological father said, Negro, we don't want you here. Well, I don't want you here. So I was 13. I put my clothes inside of a pillowcase, walked across the bayou over to this lady named Imogene Shorts. She said, son, you can stay here as long as you want. So I slept on the floor at some other lady's house who took me in. And then I used to get up and walk to the bus stop, and these older dudes would beat the snot out of me every day. Yeah, so a separation took place. I had to bury the real me because that sensitive, caring dude from this little hick town, yeah, when you go to the city, that was seen as a weakness. So something happened in my spirit. It's called arrested development disorder. We'll talk about it some other time. But the whole point is for you to understand this one thing. The false self is a disguise. It's a mask. It allows you to masquerade around to be something that you're not. That's what I've been doing for 53 years, walking around acting like I'm somebody that I'm not. So this false image has to die today. It fools many people. Guess what it did to me? Do you know that my false self fooled me? Let me close with this. You can lie to other people, but the day you lie to yourself is the day that you are in deep kimchi. That's what I did. I believed my own lie. See, to start off, I was lying to other people saying that, hey, man, I'm a bad dude. I'm a thug. I'm a gangster. You know, you come up over here, you're going to get your handed to you. That's why I carried myself. Why? I got tired of getting beat. And guess what? My bluff worked. So I used to walk around talking mad trash to everybody. Man, I would fight at the door. You look at me, hey, man, what the hell you looking at? You got a problem? I was talking trash to everybody when I was a kid. Thankfully, nobody tested me. Because my reputation got off the head. That little dude, man, he likes to fight. And so I had a little reputation growing up. That was the false me. So I've been carrying this little false, egotistical Napoleon, out of Napoleon complex. Why are all little dudes walking around thinking that they bad? Every dude that's under 6 feet tall, he walks around thinking he's God, gets to the planet, chest all stuck out, and can't bust a grape. That was me. And I've been living my life like that. 5'5", and I'm walking around like I'm 6'5". Daring people, man, you know, it's the grace of God I'm still here. I once had to fight 5 dudes at the same time. I bluffed myself. I don't know how I got out of that. I first said, man, come on, man. I was young. I was a Marine, too. Oh, man, the Marine Corps just made it worse. Blew my head up. I got in the Marine Corps. I walked into a club and just dared somebody. Hey, man, what the hell are you looking at? Go talk to somebody else's girl. The dude's right there. He said, hey, man, what you see? I'm talking to my girl. I said, man, step off. It's the grace and mercy of God. I'm still here. The stuff I did, most people are dead already for doing the stuff I did. Why? Ego. That was fake. That was false. So the false self job is to sell you a bill of goods that's not you. And the false self is so good at its job that it will fool you into believing your own hype. That's what happened to me. I actually thought I was bad. I actually thought I could beat dudes that were 6'5", 350. I'm 5'5", 150. Back in the day, I put on a few pounds since then. I really think when I played football, people watch, I look back at my high school videotapes, and I don't know how I played 5'8 football at 5'5", 150. I don't know how I did it. I was knocking dudes twice my size on their butt. It's the mind is a dangerous thing. The false you will lie to you and will think you bigger than you are. The false you will think that you're more powerful than you are. The false you will think will make you think, it will give you an attitude, it will give you a behavior, and it will give you experiences that justify the false reality. And said again, you will draw into you attitude, behavior, and experiences that validates the false you. And said again, it will draw to you everything that you need to validate the false you. One more time. Everything will be drawn to you. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You bring about what you think about. You bring about what you fear about. So guess what? If I could do that negatively, if I could bring about the false me and manifest it and bring everything that I need to validate the false me, maybe I can do that with the true me. What if I decide to put away the fruit of the flesh and I start to operate in the fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control? I withdraw attitude. I withdraw behavior. I withdraw experiences that now validates the true self. That's the ticket. What's the ticket? This is what I would like everybody to do. Analyze yourself and see, am I real? How do you know if you're real? Are you lying? If you're lying, you're fake. If you are not authentic right now, if you are not authentic, if you are lying, if you are a liar, that means you're still living in your ego. I don't want to be a liar no more. I am not going to go and tell people that I'm something that I'm not. I'm not going to do that no more. I'm not going to overestimate myself to appear something that I'm not. I'm not going to do that no more. I'm not going to do that no more. Hell no. I don't want to be false. I don't want to be fake. I don't want to be false. I don't want to be phony. I don't want to overpromise and underdeliver. That is the story of my life. Overpromise and underdeliver. I'm the master of selling fluff. Brothers, sisters, the fluff days are over. Now I'm selling substance. No more fluff. No more sizzle. I'm selling steak. From this day forward, Brother Will is only doing substance messages. No more fluff. It is my prayer that you examine your life and hopefully do the same. My brothers and my sisters, this is Brother Will. Used to be known as Dr. Will Rogers. Used to be known as Master Teacher 33. Now, I'm just your brother. I'm no better than you. I'm no worse than you. I'm equal. For we are all one in Yahushua. There's no more male or female. There's no more Jew or Gentile, but we are one in Christ. My brothers and sisters, may God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. Please join me on July the 31st for the groundbreaking series on Saul, also known as Saul. Some people call Paul. This series will change your life forever. It's like the Crystal series. Again, if you haven't made the donation, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. If you got any questions about the series that starts on July the 31st, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, about the upcoming series on Saul. Who is he? Is he Saul? Is he Saul? Or is he Paul? Or is he all three? Is he an apostle? Is he a heretic? Or is he option C? Please join me. This is going to be a legendary series. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua, the HaMashiach. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal and circle and see. Firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor. Yo, you going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, some dreams, some dreams come true. I'm 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, some dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.
Braid it all, hit it on a nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pails. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us screaming at humanity and sizzling to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause the dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with the tail. Instead, I wanna go and run and gun it with the team. And come up with a ghetto getting money grubbing scheme. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you bout to take stuff. Illusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in a ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.